deregulation of Seoul's Mo Housing and Mo Town projects, a floor area ratio of 500% and changes in project viability. The Seoul Metropolitan Government has relaxed regulations regarding floor area ratio, number of stories, and review procedures for Mo Housing and Mo Town, programs designed to renovate aging low-rise residential areas. While this measure is expected to improve project viability and accelerate the pace of housing supply, significant variables, such as construction costs, interest rates, and owner consent, remain. Mo Town developments located near transit stations or along major roads may be eligible for a floor area ratio of up to 500% under certain conditions, such as a rezoning to a quasi-residential district. The average 13-story height limit in Type 2 general residential zones may also be relaxed depending on the location and block-level development conditions, making it easier to build mid- to high-rise residential complexes. A policy that minimizes the negative impact on floor area ratio, even when community facilities are located on the ground floor, helps reduce the burden of underground construction costs. While deregulation improves the available area for pre-sales and accelerates project progress, the actual contribution amounts vary depending on construction costs, interest rates, land value, rental income, and the approval rate among the cooperative members. To maximize the impact of housing supply, it is necessary to manage transportation, education, sunlight exposure, the quality of rental housing, and the protection of existing tenants in a coordinated manner. Key takeaways at a glance: the core of the Seoul Metropolitan Government's relaxation of regulations on Mo Housing and Mo Town projects is to enable construction that is taller, more extensive, and faster. In particular, for Mo Towns located near transit stations and along major roads, the way has been paved for them to qualify for a floor area ratio of up to 500% through measures such as rezoning to quasi-residential areas. However, the relaxation of regulations does not immediately guarantee the start of construction or improved profitability for all project sites. Small-scale redevelopment projects are sensitive to factors such as landowner consent, construction costs, interest rates, relocation expenses, the decision to forego rental income, and infrastructure burdens. While this measure provides a strong incentive to enhance project viability, actual success or failure depends on the specific calculations for each site. What are Mo Housing and Mo Town? The meaning of Mo Housing. Mo Housing is a Seoul-style small-scale urban renewal project that consolidates multiple plots in aging low-rise residential areas to build new housing on a block-by-block basis. It primarily targets villa villages, densely populated multifamily and multi-unit housing areas, and aging low-rise residential areas where large-scale redevelopment involving complete demolition is difficult. Legally, it falls under the Small-Scale Housing Renewal Project, category of the Special Act on Vacant Houses and Small-Scale Housing Renewal, and the specific requirements vary by type, such as the Autonomous Housing Renewal Project, Street Front Housing Renewal Project, and Small-Scale Redevelopment. While it is smaller in scale and has simpler procedures than general redevelopment, it tends to be less profitable due to the smaller project area. The meaning of Mo Town. Mo Town is a Seoul Metropolitan Government policy that groups aging low-rise residential areas, where individual MOA housing projects could be pursued in multiple locations, into a single management unit for redevelopment. Since developing individual blocks separately can lead to fragmented planning for roads, parks, parking lots, pedestrian routes, and landscaping, the Seoul Metropolitan Government adopts this approach to establish a comprehensive management plan. Based on data provided by the operator, Mo Town is generally described as a small-scale management zone of less than 100,000 square meters. Mo housing projects are often carried out in even smaller units, such as areas under 10,000 to 20,000 square meters, depending on the type. Why was regulatory relaxation necessary? Mo Housing and Mo Town are systems designed to rapidly revitalize low-rise residential areas where large-scale redevelopment is difficult. However, in practice, project progress has been slow for the following reasons. The small project area makes it difficult to generate a large volume of units for general sale. Fixed costs such as underground parking garages, community facilities, relocation expenses, and design fees are relatively high. In areas where aging buildings and newly constructed villas coexist, the interests of property owners are complex. Owners in areas near transit stations or commercial districts may have existing rental income, which can reduce their incentive to participate in the redevelopment project. If construction and financing costs rise, additional contributions required from association members increase. Ultimately, the Seoul Metropolitan Government has chosen to boost momentum for stalled projects, which have been halted due to low profitability, by offering incentives related to floor area ratio, number of stories, review procedures, and construction cost reductions. Key points of the recent regulatory relaxation category: existing issue direction of relaxation. Expected effect: floor area ratio small-scale projects have low feasibility due to limited saleable area upzoning of MOATOWN projects in semi-residential zones near transit hubs and along arterial roads, with a conditional maximum of 500% increased housing supply. Potential reduction in members' contributions. Number of stories high-density development is difficult for some projects in Type 2 general residential zones due to an average height limit of 13 stories or less mid to high-rise buildings. Permitted if conditions are met, such as proximity to surrounding employment hubs and block-level development, expanded potential for apartment complex-style redevelopment community facilities, increased underground installation on narrow lots, drives up construction costs incentives to reduce floor. Area ratio penalties when facilities are installed above ground reduced underground construction costs and improved accessibility to community facilities review procedures review periods are prolonged when assessments for landscape, traffic, education, and other factors are conducted separately. Moving toward consolidating multiple review processes potential for shorter permitting periods, why is a 500% floor area ratio important? The floor area ratio is the ratio of a building's total floor area to the site area. For example, if the lot area is 10,000 m2 and the FAR is 300%, the gross floor area used to calculate the FAR is, by simple calculation, 30,000 m2. If the FAR is 500%, it increases to 50,000 m2. According to data provided by the operator, land in typical MOATOWN areas near transit stations is often zoned as Type 3 general residential areas, where a maximum floor area ratio of 300% applies. With this relaxation, if the zoning is upgraded to a quasi-residential zone, developers can initially receive a floor area ratio of around 400%. If they meet the condition of providing some of the housing units as rental housing purchased by LH or SH, the ratio can be applied up to the maximum for quasi-residential zones, which is 500%. In simple terms, when the FAR increases from 300% to 500%, the total floor area used to calculate the FAR increases by approximately 1.67 times. However, this does not directly translate to a 1.67-fold increase in the number of housing units. The actual number of units available for general sale varies depending on the composition of exclusive use floor area, common areas, parking facilities, land donations, the proportion of rental housing, and building review conditions. The significance of the floor height relaxation type 2 general residential zones are land use zones designed for mid-rise residential areas. In some areas, height restrictions, such as an average of 13 stories or less, were applied, leading to issues such as low project viability and ambiguous complex designs. This relaxation does not mean that super high-rise development will be uniformly permitted in all Type 2 general residential zones. It should be understood to mean that mid to high-rise apartment buildings may be permitted in cases where the zone borders areas with higher zoning classifications or where multiple lots are consolidated for block-level redevelopment, ensuring urban planning coherence. Higher building heights allow for the supply of more housing units on the same lot and enable more flexible planning of building layouts, green spaces, and pedestrian areas. Conversely, factors such as sunlight exposure, views, traffic volume, school enrollment demand, and infrastructure burdens must be examined in greater detail. Incentives for reducing underground construction costs in small-scale redevelopment projects, where lot sizes are limited, designs often place parking garages and communal facilities underground. However, underground levels entail significant costs for soil retention, excavation, waterproofing, ventilation, drainage, and structural reinforcement, which can substantially increase construction costs. Incentives that help minimize floor area ratio, FAR, losses even when resident communal facilities are located above ground, directly contribute to reducing project costs. Additionally, above-ground community facilities can offer advantages in terms of accessibility for people with limited mobility, such as children, the elderly, and people with disabilities. Differences from redevelopment and rebuilding item MOA housing / MOA town general redevelopment, rebuilding primary target aging low-rise residential areas. Areas with a high concentration of villas and multifamily homes, aging residential areas with poor infrastructure aging apartment, complexes scale. Relatively small-scale, many medium to large-scale zones typically conducted on a complex-by-complex basis. Advantages: relatively simplified procedures and faster implementation, significant scope for infrastructure improvement, relatively clear ownership structure within existing complexes. Disadvantages: low project viability and potential difficulty in coordinating stakeholder interests, area designation and compensation, / relocation periods, maybe lengthy variables such as safety inspections, excess profits, and conflicts within the association focus of this relaxation easing. Restrictions on floor area ratio, number of stories, review processes, and construction cost burdens not directly affected impact by stakeholder landowners and association members. If the floor area ratio increases, the number of units available for general sale may rise, potentially lowering the financial contributions required from association members. However, owners who are currently earning stable rental income from existing buildings may view participation in the redevelopment project as a burden. This is because rental income will cease during the relocation period, and additional financial contributions or tax issues may arise. Tenants, while improvements to the living environment are a benefit, issues such as relocation and rent increases may arise during the project's implementation. For MOA Town to be recognized as a housing supply policy, it is crucial to ensure the effective protection of existing tenants, the securing of public rental housing, and the provision of relocation support. Seoul Metropolitan Government and public institutions, the Seoul Metropolitan Government can provide redevelopment tools for low-rise residential areas where it is difficult to increase housing supply through large-scale redevelopment alone. If LH and SH secure purchased rental housing, this is also expected to increase the stock of public rental housing within transit-oriented and neighborhood areas. Nearby residents' new housing, improved pedestrian environments, parking lots, and parks and community facilities are positive developments. On the other hand, noise during construction, traffic congestion, disputes over sunlight rights, and increased demand for school enrollment can be sources of local conflict. Remaining risks: construction cost risk. In an environment where construction costs per pyeong have risen significantly, residents' share of costs may remain high even with floor area ratio, FAR, incentives. Interest rate risk. If interest rates rise, financial costs, such as relocation expenses, project financing, and bridge loans, will increase. Consent rate risk. For small-scale projects, opposition from even one or two lots can significantly impact the project plan. Location-based disparities. While areas near transit stations or along major roads offer significant benefits, the perceived value of incentives may be lower in areas along internal back streets. infrastructure risk. High-density development places a burden on urban infrastructure, including transportation, education, sewage, parking, and parks. Key indicators to consider when assessing project viability when deciding whether to participate in the Mo Housing or Mo Town programs: one should not simply look at the maximum floor area ratio, FAR, but should also review the following indicators: current zoning classification and potential for rezoning, whether the site is located near a transit station or along a major thoroughfare applicable floor area ratio, FAR, and actual total floor area that can be constructed, number of cooperative members and distribution of equity values, volume of units available for general sale, and expected sales, prices, conditions for providing public rental or purchase to rent, housing, estimated construction costs, design fees, financing costs, and relocation expenses, burden of land donations and public facility installation, results of the impact assessment on nearby schools, roads, and transportation, percentage of property owners opposing the project, and their reasons, policy critical evaluation criteria. This relaxation is significant in terms of expanding housing supply in Seoul. In particular, it serves as a practical policy tool by broadening the scope for supply in aging, low-rise residential areas where comprehensive redevelopment is difficult. However, for this to be a good policy, it must not stop at simply increasing the number of housing units. It must also address the burden on infrastructure resulting from increased density, the quality of public rental housing, the preservation of local communities, tenant protection, and the management of the urban landscape. Even if project viability improves, it will not contribute to the city's long-term competitiveness if actual housing quality declines. Key points: Seoul Metropolitan Government's deregulation of Mo Housing and Mo Town projects is a measure aimed at addressing the low project viability, the biggest weakness of small-scale urban renewal projects. Measures such as a maximum floor area ratio of 500%, relaxation of floor height restrictions, incentives for community facilities, and integrated review processes can all influence the volume and speed of housing supply. However, the market environment remains challenging. This is because construction costs, interest rates, owner consent, existing rental income, and infrastructure burdens vary from site to site. Therefore, it is more accurate to interpret this relaxation not as an immediate signal for development across all areas, but rather as a policy change that increases the feasibility of Moa Town projects in well-located areas where stakeholder interests can be coordinated.